الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, as we are well aware, almost in the blink of an eyelid, the days and nights of this Mubarak and blessed guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan, is passing us by. We are very quickly approaching towards the end of the first 10 days of Ramadan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, basically in the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, broke up this month into three categories. He said, awwaluhu rahma, أَوْسَتُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ آخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said the first 10 days of this month constitutes Allah's rahmat and mercy. The second 10 days, maghfirat and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last 10 days, emancipation from the fire of hell. This is the month of the Qur'an. This is the month of the acceptance of du'as. This is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. This is the month of taqwa. Shahrul taqwa, shahrul siyam, shahrul itqi min al-niran. This is the month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such is the reward, such is the extent to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors of His mercy. We cannot even possibly comprehend that hadith which I mentioned in the beginning. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not tell us of the reward of a farz fast, He tells us of the reward of a nafil fast. That لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا, that if a person has to keep one nafil fast, nafil when cannot even be compared with farz. In fact, if a person for his whole life he fasts, nafil fast, this one won't equal even one farz fast of Ramadan. Yet, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a person keeps one nafil fast, and then on the day of judgment, this 24,000 kilometer ball, this earth has to turn into gold, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to present it to this person in exchange as a reward for the one nafil fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَمْ يَسْتَوْفِ ثَوَابَهُ دُونَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. The whole earth made out of gold will not be sufficient as a reward for one nafil fast. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us for the fard fast of Ramadan, we can't even imagine it. لا يعلم ثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows the reward. الصوم لي. Allah Ta'ala says, fasting is for me. Hadith Qudsi. Fasting is for me. وأنا أجزي به. And I am the one who will give the reward for it. Another interpretation, beautiful interpretation, ulama kiram give of this hadith. They say, أنا أجزى به. Allahu Akbar. أَجَزِي بِهِ, I will give the reward. أُجَزَى بِهِ, Allah says, I become the reward. This is the month for us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month for us to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. as is inferred in the verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. Even this, look at the shafqat, look at the kindness, look at the compassion. Allah could have just commanded us that fast. Siyam, literally translated, kutiba alaykumus siyam, Allah has prescribed upon you abstaining from food and drink. Human nature is such that we tend to shy away from mujahada. We tend to shy away from anything that constitutes difficulty or hardship. Hunger is something we shy away from. We are afraid of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just commanded us that fast, stay hungry, but no. Look at the mode of expression of Quran. Kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. We have prescribed for you to be hungry during the day of Ramadan as was prescribed for the nations before you. Very often we give this example, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There are no parables or comparisons with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just for our understanding. Sometimes a parent places a restriction upon one child, the younger child. That, listen, you can't do this or you can't do that. And then to soften the blow, or to make it more acceptable, what the parents will say, that listen, not only you are being targeted, your big brother also, I told him the same thing. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion, hunger has been prescribed for you, staying away from food and drink has been prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for the nations before you. But the difference, this is, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومَةٌ. This is that ummah upon which the special selected mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descending. The previous ummahs, their fast was almost a 24-hour fast. Iftar, and once they fell asleep, the next fast would start. In the initial stages, our fast also was the same. There's one incident mentioned in the books of tafsir. There was one Sahabi, Qais bin Sarima Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He comes home in the evening, it's the time for iftar. Asks his wife if there is any food. She goes out to make some intizam, to fetch something. And when she returns back, inadvertently he has dozed off. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Qais, you fell asleep, the next fast has started. So almost a 24-hour cycle without food or drink. And then the next day, the Sahabi was a shepherd. He used to tend camels in the burning sun of the desert. Arduous labor, energy sapping. So he's standing in the direct glare and the heat of the sun. By the time the midday of next day comes, he starts seeing stars. He's almost falling down unconscious. He can barely stand. Comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah halaktu. Ya Rasulullah halaktu. O Nabi of Allah, I'm barbad, halak. This is too difficult. No sooner was this complaint placed in the darbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and already Jibreel is sent, Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakumul khaytul abyad minal khaytul aswadi minal fajr thumma atimmu siyama ila al-layl. That, O my beloved, O my Habib, through your tufail, previous ummats, almost 24-hour fast. There was only iftar. For your ummat, there is sehri also and there is iftar also. Not only that, previous ummats, they were not allowed to speak also while fasting. You know the famous incident of Maryam alayhi salam. Miraculously, the birth of Isa alayhi salam occurs. She's worried. People are going to slur my dignity. What explanation am I going to give? She's instructed by the angel of Allah, Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma, falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. فأتت به قومها تحمل يقالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه. This incident is outlined in the Quran. She had been instructed that when they start bombarding you with questions, where did this child come from, etc. You are a woman of a chaste background. Your lineage is chaste. Your lineage is pure. How did this happen? Then at that time, she was instructed that make ishara, inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma, that I am fasting. Falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. So I cannot speak to anyone. Why? For the Bani Israel, if they spoke even the truth, the fast would break. This ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummatum marhuma, that ummat upon which the special mercies of Allah are descending. Allowance given to this ummat, that forget speaking the truth. If this ummat has to lie also, if this ummat has to make ghibat also, if this ummat has to speak the incorrect thing also, then too the fast will not break. It's a separate matter. We've mentioned many times before that the reward of the fast will be affected, but constitutionally, the fast itself will not break. Allowance that was given to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ummat was given sahri. Allahu Akbar. The riwayat of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tasahharu, fa inna fi suhuri baraka." He said, "Make sahri, O my ummat, partake of sahri." He said, "As long as my ummat not only partake sahri." He said, as long as my ummah will delay their sahri and will hurry and hasten with their iftar, they will be on khair. Technically, even if you're making sahri, make it early. Make it long before Subah Sadiq, so that your fast should be longer, hunger should be longer, difficulty should be longer, reward will be greater, technically, logically. Yet such is the shafqa, kindness, compassion, mercy of Allah upon this ummah, that it has been turned around. Delay the sahri. And not only delay the sahri, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, partake of sahri. Part in Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala ashabi tasahhur. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Allah, verily Allah sends down rahmat, sends down mercy, wa malaikatahu, and the angels of Allah make dua for those ummatis of mine who are partaking of sahri. One sahabi comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is partaking of sahri. He says, innaha ta'am, la'allallaha ta'ala a'taakum iyaha, fiha baraka, fala tada'uhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points to the food of sahri, encourages that sahabi to join him and partake in that food. And he says, Allah has given you this food of sahri. And what is there? In this food there is barakah. We are always making dua for barakah. We want blessings. We want the barakat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One form of food, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, guaranteed. Guaranteed is barakah and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the food of sahri. To such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted that sahabi. He said, فَلَا تَدَعُوهُ, do not deprive yourself of this barakah. Not just that we get up for sahri to eat the food, no. That is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ سُؤْلًا هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone that has some need that I may grant that need? Is there anyone that wants forgiveness that I may forgive that person? Is there anyone that wants to turn in repentance to me so that I may accept his repentance? The time of sahri is the time of tahajjud. The time of sahri is the time for the musalla. The time of sahri is the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of sahri is the time of dua. The time of sahri and the food of sahri is the food of barakah. And partaking in sahri, Allah's malaik, Allah's rahmat is descending. Malaika making dua for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahimallahu al-mutasahhirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon those who partake in sahri. One side sahri, the other side iftar. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah bin Abi Mulaika radiyallahu ta'ala, who says that I heard from Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that inna lis-sa'imi da'watun 'inda al-iftari la turad. Abdullah bin Amr bin Aas says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that for the fasting person there is a dua at the time of iftar, la turad, which will not be rejected. Guaranteed acceptance. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, on that day you will see. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ. You will see my malaika. What are they doing? They are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those malaika doing? Those that are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. Countless malaika. Millions. Only the number only Allah knows. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. What are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are making tasbih of Allah, glorifying Allah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, ulama mention that tasbih glorification is for 11 months of the year. In Ramadan, Allah commands those angels that stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih. What must you do now? Say Ameen to the dua of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of iftar. It's a tragedy. Where is our mind? Where is our thinking at the time of iftar? Someone is worried about the bhajya. Someone is worried about the samosas. Someone is worried about his cold drink. He didn't have holdi. Other bad habits people are waiting for the time of iftar to get involved in. A time when malaika are saying Ameen. A time when the door to Allah's arsh is open. Da'watun inda al-iftar la turad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that dua that you are going to make at the time of iftar will never be rejected. And Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Abi Mulaika mentions that when he mentioned that I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes on to say that let me tell you what dua I make at the time of iftar. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay an taghfir li. Jami' dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah. O Allah, I ask you through your rahmat and your mercy which encompasses every facet of your creation. Rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. O Allah, through that rahmat, through that mercy, I ask you to forgive me. My respected brothers and sisters, this is not an ordinary month. Such opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. On the one hand, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully, succinctly, how he put it before us. He said, faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. And I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat upon you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of this ummat. This ummat, anajiluhum fi sudurihim. This ummat was given the Quran in their hearts. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. No other ummat got this. Taraweeh Salah was only given to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other ummat. The riwayat of Allama Mundirin is a targhib wa tarheeb. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. Very often I mention it. This year, unfortunately, our masajid, the restrictions are there. We are well aware of that. But otherwise, nothing is stopping us from establishing Taraweeh Salah in our homes. This great sunnah of Rasulullah, this one opportunity we get in the year to connect with the Quran. I remember a few years ago, like I said, I'm not going into the fiqhi bahas or the fiqhi masala or the dispute. Even our Haramain Sharifain, because of circumstances, Taraweeh has been reduced to 10 rakats this year. I remember a few years ago, outside one masjid, they had a signpost. One arrow pointing one direction, parking for 8 rakats Taraweeh. Other arrow pointing another direction, parking for 20 rakats Taraweeh. I'm not going into the fiqhi bahas. That the ulama-i-kiram have done already. But where is the shauq? Where is the inclination? One chance in the year we get to connect and still we are looking for shortcut. Every sajda of taraweeh salah, 1500 hasanat, 20 rakats, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every day Allah is giving. We know the value of maal. What we don't know is the value of a'mal. I remember a few years ago when Jamaat from Qatar, Masturat Jamaat was in South Africa. The Amir of the Jamaat, once he was giving bayan, he gave a beautiful, simple analogy. He says, every time you say Subhanallah, every time you say Subhanallah, man jaa bil hasanati, falahu ashru amthaliha. Do one, Allah says, minimum I will give you 10. It's a different matter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah, Rabbi zid ummati, O Allah increase my ummat. That is a different matter. But each time you say Subhanallah, minimum once Allah will give you 10. He says that instead, if somebody came to you and said that, listen, every time you say Subhanallah, instead of 10 nekis, I'll give you 10 rands. Each time you say Subhanallah, I'll give you 10 rands. Then what will happen? Salaam alaikum, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. How are you, Subhanallah? Only what is absolutely necessary besides Subhanallah will be talking. Otherwise, rest of the time will be Subhanallah. Why 10 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand? We understand the value of maal, we don't understand the value of amal. That day is coming. That day is coming. In that court, it will only be amal. That will be the currency. At that time, there will be hasrat. At that time, there will be regret. When one will understand the true value of amal. 60,000 hasanat every night for taraweeh salah. Imagine if our masajid were open. And Hilal Masjid had to make an announcement that whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah tomorrow night underneath the Musalla, leave 1500 hasanat will be 1500 rands. Father, mother, children, grandchildren, infirm, old, disabled, everyone will be brought. The masjid, the entire parking lot will be full. Why 1500 rand? We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. For every sajda, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 1500 hasanat. For every sajda of taraweeh salah, Allah will give you a palace in Jannah made out of red ruby. This palace will have 60,000 doors made out of gold. And for every sajda in taraweeh, out of taraweeh of the month of Ramadan, every sajda of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of this tree. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ يَا لُوتْنَي كَ زَمَانَ هَي. This is the time to take. This is the time for our coffers to be full. This is the time for the tills to start ringing. Every second, every moment of this month is precious. Coming back to that verse of the Quran, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi al-Quran. This is the month of the Quran. Hours and hours, youngsters with their ears clogged, 11 months of the year, bodies jiving to music. And yet, the one chance we get, shauq and shaghaf, we should listen to the Quran. Listen to the Quran with tadabbur. Read the Quran. There is no greater wazifa of the month of Ramadan than the Quran. Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What a beautiful example. Look at the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I stood behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading tahajjud salah. In his salah, faftataha al-baqara. He started reading. He started with Surah Baqarah. Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala says, I stood behind him. And in my mind, I am postulating, thinking to myself, Yarkaw inda al-ma'mia. After 100 verses, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go into ruku'. Thumma qara'aha. He passed the 100 verse of Surah Baqarah. Then Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala says, I thought in my heart, Yarkaw inda al-mia. يُصَلِّ بِهَا فِي رَكْعَةٍ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read the whole Surah Baqarah in one rakat. And then he will divide it half in one rakat, half in the next rakat. He passed the halfway mark. Then he says, in my heart I thought to myself, yarka'u biha. At the end of Surah Baqarah, he'll go into ruku'. Thumma qara'aha faftataha. Faftataha. Faftataha an-nisa faqara'aha. Faftataha ala imran faqara'aha. You're running out of time. Very briefly, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the entire Surah Baqarah. Then he started Surah Nisa. He read the entire Surah. Then he started Ala Imran. He read the entire Surah. This approximates almost 5 juz of the Quran, 1/6 of the Quran, in one rakat of Tahajjud Salah. And not like how sometimes in some places when we make a mockery of the Quran, the Huffaz are encouraged to read Tarawih like Ya'lamun Ta'lamun. Ya'lamun Ta'lamun is you don't hear anything, you only hear the end of each verse. Ya'lamun and Ta'lamun. Afala yatadabbarun al-Quran. Afala yatadabbarun al-Quran. Allah commands us, make tadabbur on the Quran. Ponder over the Quran. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say to Abu Musa Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ذَكِّرْنَا رَبَّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ شَوِّقْنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Remind us of our Rabb. Give us shock and inclination of our Rabb. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would sit in front of the Qur'an, he would take the pages of the Mus'haf of the Qur'an, place it over his eyes, and he would start crying and he would say, Hada kalamu rabbi, hada kalamu rabbi. Salih Muzani rahimahullah saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Salih Muzani was reading Quran in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Salih, hadhihi al-qira'a fa'in al-buka. That, oh Salih, you are reading the Quran, where are the tears? Where are the tears? Where are the tears? We encourage our Huffaz to read as quickly as possible. Quran is not there to get finished. Quran is to, we have to immerse ourselves in the Quran. Swim in the ocean of the Quran. Day and night attach and link ourselves with the Quran. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْ. Rasulullah said, you will never return back to Allah. You will never find Allah. You will never connect with Allah, to Allah with anything more effective than that which came from Allah. That is the Quran. So let us not make a mockery of the Quran. Let us not rush through the Quran. Ponder over the Quran. The eyes should be wet. The eyes should be wet. Tears should be pouring down the eyes when we read the Quran. This is Allah's kalam. This is Allah's sifat. Nevertheless, to complete that riwayat, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, 5 or 6 juz of the Quran in one rakat of Tahajjud Salah. What was the qiraat? How was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading? He says, yaqra'u mutarassilan. Yaqra'u mutarassilan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pausing and reading. Idha marra bi ayatin fiha tasbihun sabbaha. وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوُّذٍ تَعَوَّذَ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِسُؤَالٍ سَأَلَ. If he passed by an ayat in which Allah was praised, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he passed by an ayat of Jannat, he would ask Allah for Jannat. If he passed by an ayat of Jahannam, he sought Allah's protection from Jahannam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into ruku' and he began reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and Allahu Akbar. What does Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say? فَكَانَ رُكُوعُهُ نَحْوًا مِّن قِيَامِهِ. He says the length of his ruku' was equal to the length of that qiyam. Five juz, 5 paras of the Qur'an, pondering and reading and making dua while reading. How long that will take? The ruku of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was equal to that in length. Then he says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sami Allahu liman hamida, and he stood in qoma. And the qoma was as long as the ruku'. He went into sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and the sajda was as long as the qiyam. This is that personality. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Already forgiven, the beloved of Allah. What more position did he have to aspire for? Yet, This was the example that Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left behind. The lives of our Salaf Salihin, we have run out of time. The lives of our Salaf Salihin are glowing examples of the manner in which they understood the value of this month. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانَ لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانَ. He said, if my ummah had to come to know what this month was, they will wish the whole year was Ramadan. We have this one month, this is our training for the other 11 months of the year. My respected brothers and sisters, let us connect with the Qur'an. Let us spend our time in the tilawat of Qur'an, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dua, in applying ourselves. Get up at the time of tahajjud. Every extra, every nafil sajda, we are getting a tree in Jannah. Our awabin salah, our chash salah, our ishraq salah. Let us devote ourselves. We are already under lockdown. Lockdown may be lifting to some extent after 1 or 2 days. But this is not a get out of jail card for us. This is a time, let us not lose sight of the value of this month. Many of us, mashallah, we would have increased our amal in the confines of our home. Let us apply ourselves. Let us apply ourselves. The ummah, humanity is going through hard, difficult times. This is a time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time to shift our gaze away from asbab towards the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that month, turn to Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yuzadu fi rizqil mu'mini fi. Contrary to your efforts, Allah will increase your rozi in this month. This is the month, let us partake in sehri, get the barakah, get the blessings. Whatever our needs, hardship that are facing us and humanity at the time of iftar, at the time of sehri, open the door, beg before Allah, cry before Allah, get up a little bit early, get up that half an hour, 1 hour early, read a few more rakats, read a little bit more Quran, and devote ourselves in dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.